Distinguished vice chairs, let me thank you for chairing this meeting and wish you every success. I also thank the Implementation Support Unit for the valuable work that they do. We gather here under extraordinary circumstances that underscore the imperative of strengthening the Biological Weapons Convention. For more than 2 years, the COVID-19 pandemic has raged. It has demonstrated that every region, every nation, and every individual on our shared planet is exceptionally vulnerable to infectious disease threats. As such, it is both self-evident and self-serving that we take decisive action to strengthen the BWC and enhance our ability to prevent, detect, and respond to future biological threats. The terrible reality and severity of biological weapons are on display in President Putin's war of aggression against Ukraine. Canada categorically rejects Russia's false accusations of biological weapons development in Ukraine. We likewise condemn any threat, implicit or explicit, of use of biological or other weapons of mass destruction. Canada strongly endorses recent statements in response to President Putin's unjustifiable, unprovoked, and illegal aggression in Ukraine, as issued by G7 leaders on 24th of March and by the 31-member Global Partnership Against the Spread of Weapons and Materials of Mass Destruction on 29th of March. Distinguished Vice Chairs, current events demand a response. It is unacceptable that all living creatures, human, animal, and plant, continue to live under a cloud of the potential weaponization of disease. It is incumbent upon those of us gathered here to act decisively, deliberately, and collaboratively to set the stage for a constructive 9th review conference of the BWC. In this regard, it is Canada's position that convening the reconference in August 2022 will be counterproductive to our common objectives. We wish to highlight in particular two compelling considerations. The first is the need to avoid an inadvertent competition with the review conference of the NPT. Many states would face serious challenges covering both review conferences concurrently, to the likely detriment of the BWC review conference. Second, a president for the BWC review conference has yet to be identified, and once chosen, will need sufficient time to prepare and consult in order to achieve a successful outcome. While not ideal, Canada feels strongly that it is in the best interest of the BWC to delay the 9th review conference. Chère vice-présidente, nous sommes fiers de l'aide que nous avons fournie à l'unité d'appui à l'application de la Convention et aux nations partenaires afin de renforcer la Convention et d'appuyer sa mise en œuvre entière et efficace. Le Canada souhaite mettre en lumière les contributions extraordinaires du partenariat mondial contre la prolifération des armes et des destructions massives et des matières connexées. Le partenariat mondial fêtera son 20e anniversaire en juin. Au cours des deux dernières décennies, il est démarqué en étant le principal mécanisme international à l'appui des activités concrètes pour réduire la menace que posent les armes de destruction massive. La présidence allemande a fait une déclaration dans le but de souligner les nombreuses contributions du partenariat mondial à la Convention. Parmi celles-ci, nous notons l'initiative phare pour atténuer les menaces biologiques en Afrique, qui est une collaboration visant à réduire les menaces biologiques grâce à des activités harmonieuses du partenariat mondial et des pays africains. Le Canada a consenti un montant initial de 10 millions de dollars afin d'appuyer l'initiative phare, dont une somme de 3 millions de dollars récemment versée à l'unité d'appui de l'application de la Convention pour renforcer la participation à la Convention en Afrique et en favoriser une mise en œuvre efficace. Il me fait plaisir de mentionner qu'un événement parallèle à l'initiative phare se tiendra ce jeudi, à 7 avril, à l'heure de dîner. Nous espérons que bon nombre d'entre vous se joignent à nous. Cher vice-président, le Canada contribuera activement à l'examen de chaque article de la Convention. Je vous remercie.